Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
No tienes que esperar a que te paguen para finalmente invitar a tus papás a comer. Solo te tiene que salir una oferta de sus favoritos en el McDonald's app. Ahorra con el app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. En McDonald's participantes.
3, 2, 1. Live from Los Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Perez, Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That's Perez. I hear he's got a book coming out.
Oh, my God. You heard about that? Well, actually
it's on every one of your fucking posts now. It's driving me insane.
It's not like I'm working less hard or giving them something different. It's the same content. I'm just tacking it on. Extra.
Have you told all of these stories before? Are these stories? Am I going to read a lot of stories that I don't know?
Yes, yes. A couple of big celebs too. And some of them you haven't heard and do know about. A little bit of everything. But I was planning to talk about the book in a very organic way, okay? Mm-hmm. It's an update. Oh my God, like a part two. So I think it was last week or the week before, I don't remember, I mentioned on the podcast and only on the podcast how Tori Spelling reached out to me and asked me for a favor to do this swipe up on Instagram story for this TBS show that she's a part of, that she wanted me to know that she was doing it for charity. I'm like, yeah, right, bitch. I know you're getting paid. I know how this shit works.
Yeah, okay. Charity my ass.
So she did that. I talked about it on the podcast. Then, now, she hit me up again, asking for that favor once more. And it's like one thing to ask for a favor like that once. And you know what? She's smart. You know why? She knows that. She knows it. So she's like, I don't want to, I'm not going to go into detail about our communications, but she volunteered. She's like, would you mind doing another swipe up for me and I'll mention your book? And I'm like, fuck yeah. Thank you.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
I'll watch yours. Yeah, exactly. So we did that and I'm so thankful. And not only did she do a swipe up for my book, which you can get on Amazon or at PerezHiltonBook.com, TMI, My Life and Scandal. She also, for the first time, not the like 2 weeks ago or 1 week ago, whatever the hell she first reached out to me, she apologized for freaking out on my Instagram when I first talked about how the state of California put her on the delinquent list. Huh. And I was like, oh, that's very nice of you. You didn't have to. I said it's all good. And then I said, you know what? Oh God, I'm trying to remember exactly how I worded it. I was like, I was trying to be positive. I was like, you know what? It's all good. And just consider it a sign of that people care about you, because people don't care about a lot of your other co-stars on 90210.
Sure.
Like if Gabrielle Carteris was drowning in debt, nobody would give a fuck. but yeah. People care about Tori Spelling. So
yeah,
that was very nice. And yes, even though that happened, we still reported on the website that she had her money seized from her bank account by American Express, because I've still got a job to do.
I can never figure out, and maybe I'm nuts, but I think there's got to be a show. You know, you don't just need the cast of The Hills. I'm talking Tori Spelling. I'm talking Brody Jenner. I'm talking Nicole Richie. I'm talking Paris Hilton. I'm talking Jessica Simpson or whomever. You, people like that, I think if you put you guys together in something and let you guys fight it out somehow, there's a show there. I feel like everybody's always looking for the next, who's the new YouTube puke that we could put on TV. Like, who fucking cares? I want to see the people I already know. And I'm just really shocked that somebody hasn't really thought that way. Hey, let's go backwards with these people and do your round two. You know what I mean? And maybe Real Housewives is a better example of that. Maybe that's what they do. But I feel like there should be a show in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, see what I'm saying?
I would love that. I don't even have a fucking agent at the moment, though. So,
well, I guess that's the whole idea. You know, you want to grab some of these people and put something together. Like, I always had this idea of doing an entertainment show, and we're kind of already doing it, but I would have called it like Fired by Entertainment. Like, I was fired by an entertainment show. You've been tossed out by a billion people and won't go away. Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray. There's just like a bunch of people that were fired by the entertainment industry.
He's not a good example, because if you're lucky enough to have like three radio hits, you're always going to make money
off
that.
True,
true. He always tours, and well, not now, but in normal times, he's always playing gigs and making a decent living doing that.
But I think the perception is, you know, his moment is over. Just for the watch of it, I would like to put together a show, because obviously I need something to do, where dickheads like us could report things how we would want to report them. I just think it's a funny concept. Well, you know, we don't really give a shit. We just say the things we kind of mean. And we do give enough shit. We're not like, there are a lot of shows that just go on and just disparage the shit out of people. We don't do that. We're still trying to report the fucking news. We just do it in our way.
You know me. I will do anything for a paycheck and to be on television. Mm-hmm. Sign me up.
Somebody put that show together. God, that'd be fun.
I know. If anybody that's connected is listening, let's make it happen. Mm. Oh my God. I'm doing a partnership with TBS. They didn't pay me for the podcast, but I got paid to do a partnership with them for a new show of theirs called Lost Resort, which premieres tonight at TBS, I believe at 10 p.m. I wasn't planning to talk about it, so I don't have the exact info.
So this is Thursday, right? We're talking tonight Thursday. Isn't this Thursday?
23rd. Yeah. Tonight, Thursday, July 23rd, called Lost Resort. It's kind of like The Housewives meets Spiritual Healing. So it appeals to many different people, and there's drama, okay? Because you can't have good reality TV without drama. So if you're looking for something new to watch, I'm going to be live tweeting it this evening.
On the television. Wow.
Live tweeting it.
No, I mean, you're going to be watching a television. Oh, that's what I'm shocked about. That's good.
Because I'm getting paid.
Well, okay.
Right. I mean, I would watch more TV if I got paid. That would be fun. Can you imagine if we got a gig where they used to have a TV show like that on Bravo where people would watch TV and comment?
The People's Couch. I love that show. I love I loved it. I love the two girls. The one just followed me the other day.
My friend was on that, Scott Nevins. He was with the two other gay guys.
I loved him. He was so fucking funny. No. God damn it. What's her name? Brandy Howard. That's her name.
Oh, she was on that show? Okay.
Yes, she was on that show too. She's so funny. I like her. They're both are funny. But I love that concept of that show. And I just don't believe a lot of people even knew about it. It was a great show. I enjoyed it. There was a black couple. They were so funny. There was a mom that watched with this kid. She was funny. I love that show.
It was on a couple seasons. So.
I know. I didn't find it till like the last three episodes, and I thought it was brilliant.
Oh, I just randomly found out. It's interesting when a show gets quietly canceled, and then you just like remember, oh, wow, that show got canceled. Mm-hmm. I don't know what led me to this, but I was looking up. Oh, here's why it was. Yes, I remember totally. On YouTube, back in the day, I used to watch a ton of YouTube videos by subscription. But now I'm just so fucking busy. I don't have time to like keep up with my subscriptions. The same shit happens with every social media platform. It'll happen with TikTok eventually. The more people you follow, like the less you'll just keep up. So anyways, I still post on there. I just don't watch. I got suggested a video from Lip Sync Battle of Naya Rivera because I had been posting about Naya Rivera on YouTube. And then it just got me thinking about it. And Lip Sync Battle hasn't been on the air since January of 2019. There hasn't been an official cancellation, but I'm pretty much sure it's canceled, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so many dumb people. Public figures, well, mainly specifically influencers, continue to just be awful and set the worst example. Jake Paul of the Paul brothers, who is just a big old D-bag, who was arrested earlier this year. Well, I care, and a lot of people care, because he threw a huge party with hundreds of people. There could have been a lot of people that are sick there that are getting others infected and then go out and infect others here in Los Angeles County.
Everybody's doing it.
This is where it affects. I care because it affects me. All right.
Dude, there are so many parties in my neighborhood on the weekends. There had to be at least 30 people at this house on top of the hill. And all I hear is the music playing. I mean, I told you the other day, somebody had a party down my street. They even had a fucking horse. They had girls on bikinis on a horse, like young girls, like TikTok girls. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I had 3 weeks of like at least 4 hours a day of like peace. Mm-hmm. And now they're home again. All day, every day. Oh, I love my kids. They need school. They need structure. They need stability. Anyways, I cannot wait to start seeing the explosion in Karen videos because Walmart has now announced that they are making it mandatory that in order to set foot in a Walmart or Sam's Club, you have to wear a mask. And we know that a lot of Karens, most Karens, do not like wearing masks. So I look forward to seeing all of those videos. I'm also just, I'm depressed a little bit again still because, like, I don't see light at the end of the tunnel yet.
I don't see this ending till next summer. I really don't.
God.
People can't stay home. What are you going to do?
So many things are being canceled already, like for next year already. Mm-hmm. Ha! Y'all think Coachella is going to happen next year? No.
No way. No.
The Rose Parade, which happens in January, that was just canceled already. And I read this report in Billboard or Variety or the Hollywood Reporter, one of those, that they don't even think touring in a large capacity and festivals, that's not going to happen until 2022. Sad. Anyways, speaking of sad, this is really sad. I want to send sincere, positive energy to Nick Cannon. You know, when you're a public figure and in this age of social media, a small problem can be amplified. And it can seem bigger than it is. And it could be just as big as it is. But if you're depressed or whatever, it could seem even bigger, right? He's hinted and mentioned several times now across various platforms by the words that he's said that he's suicidal. He's literally said things about leaving this earth or things are worth it and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh at him. It's not funny. What if he does kill himself?
I think that there's an element of a pity party happening for him and he's trying to take the heat off of himself. And this is one way to do it.
Or he could actually be suicidal.
Or that. Exactly. Ugh. Or it's that. You're deciding it's that. I'm saying that it could be the other. And
you're
I'll reach in the middle and say, I don't know what it is. But there's a lot of people that have attempted that before, played that card. So it's a card that can be played.
Oh, God. I've never played that card before.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
And I've had the whole world on my ass, fisting me without lube repeatedly, okay? Not once.
Well,
no, that's not true. No, that's not true. Oh, fuck. There was once. Not actually, this year. Okay, fine. Oh, fuck. I asked a question.
You love yourself too much to commit suicide. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I trolled this year. I was getting a lot of hate earlier this year, and I made a dumb TikTok saying, should I end my life? That it me. That was my TikTok. I was like, it was like some dramatic.
Okay, so to my point, you knew that card was there.
But that wasn't, no.
Subliminally, you knew
that was a different
that would get
thing.
You pity. Why is it different?
Because I posed a question. I just wanted to see what people would say. I wanted to see what people would say. I never said I was thinking of killing myself, okay?
Okay, it's a card that you dealt yourself. I'm saying, is it possible that someone could play that card? You've just answered my question. That's all. That's it.
All right.
It's the only point I wanted to make.
All right.
I'm not even suggesting that he did that. I'm just saying, is it possible to be done? You just answered my question.
Yes, it's possible.
Okay.
Well, I also want to send positive vibes to Tamar Braxton, who did follow through with some major incident, which her family thinks was a suicide attempt. She sent them a very alarming group message saying that she was thinking of taking her own life and that life wasn't worth living. And various people know her from various ways. She's a singer. She's a reality TV star, has starred on her family's reality TV show, Braxton Family Values, for a long time. She also won the second season of Celebrity Big Brother US. I knew her back in the day because she used to be married to Vincent Herbert, who signed Lady Gaga. So I knew her before she had the reality show and all that. And she was always a hoot, really. She's always been a breath of fresh air.
Okay. I don't know anything about her. Is she the one that was on that television show?
I just mentioned two TV shows she was
on. No, the talk show.
Oh, yes. That one too. Right. Yes. She was on The Real and then got fired.
I wasn't sure if that's who you were talking about. That's all.
Yeah, that was her. I don't know. She was hospitalized, was unconscious.
So she did attempt suicide.
That's what's reported, yes.
Oh, wow.
And her family has not corrected those reports, so it leads me to believe it's true. This is a hard year, man.
Sure, yeah.
I look back at March, April, and May, and...
they all seem like a blur to me.
Well, I was about to say, like, I had really dark thoughts, and it was just like not to kill myself. Maybe I did think those thoughts, but not like in a serious way, you know, in a weird way, like thinking like weird shit. Like, you know what? Like, if I were to die, like, you know what? I'm fine with that.
I actually think that's normal.
Yeah. Like, I've lived a long life.
I have those same thoughts.
But
I'm like, if this is it, you know, I guess it was a good run.
Yeah. But I've had three young children. I want to live as long as life is possible for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
When you have kids, it changes everything. So yeah, just compassion to everybody. And honestly, it's so hard because I wasn't able to do it. But now that I'm working out again, it does make you feel better. If you can find a way to do that for yourselves, do it. And I knew that and I didn't do it, but now that I'm doing it, I'm feeling better. So, anyways, I came across this and I thought it would be a good topic of discussion for the podcast.
Okay.
It was a topic of discussion on another podcast. George Stephanopoulos's wife is an actress and a comedian. Her name is Allie Wentworth. They're the parents of two youngish teenage daughters. She says that parents should watch pornography with their kids. She says, quote, "You can't stop them, so I would watch it with them. I would look at porn with them that one time, like they're performing. In porn, women have been conditioned to look and act a certain way. They're performing, and it's dangerous to have boys see this as something women want," blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's weird as fuck. And I have zero interest or desire to watch porn with my kids.
Let me ask you a question. So to her point, you know that your son will start with him first because he's first in line for this.
Yeah.
You know he's going to stumble upon this. Would you rather him stumble upon this under your tutelage or just on his own? And I think that's the only point she's trying to make. That's what I hear. Anyhow.
I think on his own, honestly.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. That's how I did.
Me finding the first Playboy magazine or something and hiding it and that whole sort of seeing a woman naked felt devious. And I think that's deep rooted and sort of stays with you, where I could see trying to nip that in the bud. So I don't know if I agree with, I don't have kids. It's really hard for me to get in these conversations with you. So I can only really insert myself into where I was as a kid and what I thought about sex and sexuality. I kind of wish it was presented to me. It wasn't. I wish it was a little bit more normal. Maybe she went to the extreme. I don't know.
I don't know at what age that conversation is to be had, but I'm a fan of being honest with kids and talking about pornography. I don't know. It's a very complicated issue.
Well, it's so weird now because your kid could have found it already.
Yeah, he could have. They could find it on Twitter. There's pornography on
You're
Twitter.
Right.
And I'm not saying get rid of the pornography on Twitter.
Either am I.
Anyways, it's a complicated issue, especially because you don't want to... you don't want to make it like, I don't know if I have that conversation at 9, you don't want to make it seem like it's okay. I don't think it's okay for a 9-year-old to be watching pornography. Mm-hmm. That might be something where it's like, I might need like an expert to help me with. Like,
right.
I don't know.
I don't know if an expert would help. I think you know your kids better than anybody else knows your kids. But maybe it may be too early, but yeah, maybe it isn't. Maybe, you know, you've vibed out your kids and you think that this might be the right time to talk about it. I don't think having any conversation is necessarily too early. I don't know. I kind of think that you're figuring it out. The kid's figuring it out. You're trying to nip it in the bud. And it's going to be hard to judge someone for trying to do that.
Well, I'm old school. I'm a fan of fear and shame.
Tried and true.
Yeah. I'm a fan of fear and shame. You better not be looking at anything inappropriate. I don't know. You don't want to glamorize it or condone it. I don't want
that. Yeah, but you don't want to make it really taboo either, because then you get some weird things about it. And then maybe you turn into some freak later in life because you think it's dirty. I don't know. There's those naked families that everybody's naked and they seem to grow up just fine. Fuck, I don't know. I just don't think there's any real answers. And I think anybody that's trying to give you an answer is full of shit. That's what I think. I don't think there's an answer to any of this stuff. I think it's kid to kid.
Yeah. Well, speaking of families and family issues, Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo, just sold their Mega Bucks Bel Air mansion at a major loss. It's not exactly known how much money they lost on it, but it's clear that they need money. All those legal bills, they are cashing out. I don't really care about this person as a person, but I care about this story. It's funny. I think I mentioned on the podcast before this even happened. I'm intuitive. I am intuitive. I am an intuit. I mentioned, I forget, like maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago about drama at the New York Times. There was drama at the New York Times and in the opinions section. Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was a while back. That was probably like 6 weeks ago, but okay.
Okay, maybe 6 weeks ago. We talked about that. Well, now, within the last week, one of the opinion editors has resigned. Barry Weiss, a woman, citing constant bullying by colleagues, and she cited a hostile work environment and blamed the Times publisher for allowing it.
No, here's where I'm already pissed. If you work in that department, it's called the opinions department, and somebody has a different opinion than you, you don't get all pussified and start going, well, I've been bullied. No, no, no. It's the opinion department. You don't get crazy about it. You take somebody's opinion and you stick it in your pocket and you say, okay, you use it if you want. You throw it out if you don't want it. Come on. Give me a break. Unless it's something else and I'm missing the boat here on something else.
I think you're missing the boat. Like, I don't know the specifics.
Well, I guess I'm saying I don't either.
It's one thing to have an opinion, but at a place of work, you must be more mindful of how you express your opinion to your colleagues.
Okay, agreed. Agreed. I agree with you on that point.
Saying something like, it's shameful that you would have so-and-so contribute to the opinion section. That is something I could believe happening, and that maybe a journalist wouldn't see as problematic. You should be ashamed of yourself for having Ivanka Trump write an op-ed for the Times.
I don't know, man. I still don't have a problem with that.
That I do.
So what? If you're talking about anything else or any other department, okay, your point taken. It's the opinion department, okay? You're there to have different opinions.
What I'm saying is, I don't think it would have been appropriate for a journalist to say, it's shameful of you to have done that. You could have just said, I disagree with that choice. I think we could do better, you could do better, that's a bad representation of the news, but whatever it is.
It's all just put on kid gloves and...
Well, at a place of work, you must be considerate of others, yes.
I do get that, but they're talking about opinions here. I think you need to put on your big boy pants if you work in that department and buck up.
I don't think she would allege, quote, constant bullying and a hostile work environment if there wasn't
bullying.
One.
You know how much I was bullied as a kid? God. It makes you an interesting person. It gives you some personality.
Yeah, as a kid.
A lot of people need to be bullied, okay? We're raising a generation of whiner. Everybody's complaining. Oh, I feel this. I'm triggered that. Shut up. Shut up. Unless someone was physically harming you, I think you'll be okay. Sticks and stones.
It's a place of work.
Sticks and stones. It's an opinion department. If somebody says, says your opinion is fucking stupid at work in the opinion department, I don't care. I'm not bothered.
It's so funny because Booker and I are only 7 years apart in age, but he's like literally like.
Yeah, because you're closer to a millennial than I am.
I know. You're like just such an old school way of thinking, I think. I don't know. Annoying. Let's keep it moving to some positive things. A new couple alert. That really? Cara Delevingne, she gets around so much.
Careful.
I think it's great. I would love to get that much action. I get no action.
Who's giving her the hose now?
She's gay. Yes. Cindy Crawford's daughter, Kaya Gerber. The two of them are very friendly at the moment, so good on them. In other couples news, I would say this is an upgrade. Former Bachelor Colton Underwood, after breaking it off with that Cassie girl from his season, it was like allegedly a mutual parting of the ways. And then there was drama recently between the two of them. Like, he was not happy that she was talking, and she was not happy that he's like, I think he wrote a book and he's doing a new chapter.
Okay. Who's he dating?
An actress, a known actress, not some little unknown, Lucy Hale, formerly of Pretty Little Liars.
How about that?
Yeah, good on him.
She's not his type.
She's not his type? No? Why? No. What's his type? No.
She's kind of got like a realness about her. She doesn't seem too affected Instagram-wise, where this other one is all Instagram all the time. She's California surfboard, perfect pose, selfie, really hot. Lucy Hale's, I wouldn't say that she's has that Instagram look. Let me just say it that way. She's a pretty girl, but she's not like flashy.
She's very pretty. What are you talking about?
I'm actually giving her a compliment. She's not that fake Instagram pretty. She's not that every angle is the same goddamn picture and pose pretty. She's just pretty. She's just normal. That's
all. But she's famous. Hello. That's what matters most.
You're right. That is what matters the most. On the show especially.
And finally, I texted you. Did you get a chance to listen to the Dixie Chicks album?
I thought it was good. I didn't love it like you
what?
Did. You know, I was expecting like a Maren Morris type album. It was good. I liked the different sounds of it. I liked that every song was different. And there was a song about like some chick leaving her tights on a boat or something I thought was funny. And then there was another song about... crap. What the fuck was the other one? Like, it's really catchy.
There's a lot of songs about her former marriage.
Yeah, I got tired of that. I was bored with that. I was like, what is this, a gossip column? Like, I don't know. It just, it was okay. I don't want to trash it. You just built it up as the best album ever.
I don't know. I loved it. I think our listeners will enjoy it. Or just tell us. Let us know. Judge for yourselves. Listen to the Chicks. They're not the Dixie Chicks. The Chicks album. And let us know your thoughts. All right, give us a call.
All right.
But let's take some calls first.
Hi, Perez and Booker. My name's Peter. I'm calling from Chatsworth, California. My question is, when is the last time you guys have both smoked weed? Were you guys ever 420 tokers? And do you guys still smoke weed now? Also, I just would like to say, whatever you say about TikTok, it's very spot on. And I appreciate your guys' podcast. Bye-bye.
Oh, God. I don't even remember. I hate to smoke weed.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. It's not my thing. Never has been. I've done it a couple of times, but...
I just don't like smoking anything. Like, I don't like smoking.
I'm way past that.
I don't even remember, to be honest.
I just wanted to let you know about the TikTok whole thing that was like, you know... Who was it with, Samara? Charlie O'Demilio and Jay Sutton. And Nessa Barrett. Did I say the name right? Okay, yes.
Now, keep in mind, She's your audience, okay? We don't know who these fucking people are. We're trying for you desperately, but mostly we don't care. She has to ask her daughter, but I know who Charli D'Amelio is. I'm just not sure why she's famous. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
I really did find that interesting. I wish you would have delved into it a little bit more. I am older, maybe like 38. But luckily, I have a 13 and a 15-year-old that can explain everything, because gossip is gossip, or like dirt and like little things like that. I don't care if it's celebrity, if it's off TikTok, YouTube. I like being informed. So anytime you can fill me in, I find it fascinating about the stuff people fight over. It's just, I don't know. It's my secret guilty pleasure. So love the show, and we'll always be listening to no matter what you talk about.
Nice, Thank you. Yeah, if he can sell it to me, like, I don't give a crap about any of these pukes that he talks about, these TikTok people or Jeffree Star or any. I know nothing about them. But if you could sell the drama to us, which you usually do, I'm here for it.
I do love drama.
And as long as you break it down and realize that you're talking to dopes like me that aren't invested in these TikTok or YouTube people like you are, then we're fine. But you do a good job selling it, so we're fine.
Well, thanks. Thanks.
Want to do one more?
Sure, one more.
Hi, Perez and Booker. Something really quickly. TikTok in China, they have a separate app called Douyin, and it's the exact same thing, exact same design. And when you guys say that they banned it in Hong Kong, people in Hong Kong, they won't use TikTok. They'll use Douyin, which has Chinese content. Anyways, appreciate the content. Goodbye.
What was that? Three calls in a row about TikTok? So, I mean, it's coming. For those of you that are not non-believers, I guess, it's coming.
I told everybody way back in the day I was on
it. You did. It's funny because you know how they break down your end of week usage on your phone? Like, do you get that text that, like, on Sundays?
Yeah.
Okay. My percentage is embarrassing because the number one most used is TikTok. And it's not close. Oh, it's not even close. It's like 41% to like the second one was like 8%. And I think the second one was like Words with Friends or something. So that's kind of exactly who I am.
Instagram must be dying.
It feels like it's dying. It feels like the people on it are old to me. Like it just feels like stale.
And then the same thing will happen with TikTok in a few years.
Yeah. It's true. The girls and their dumb fucking poses and how they're manufacturing this phony life that I know them. I know where you fucking live. You don't live in a mansion. You don't have this fabulous life. I don't know who you're trying to sell it to, but it's just, it feels so fake now. And it just, especially compared to TikTok, and there's just all the cooking stuff. Although, you know, let me say one thing about the cooking on TikTok. I try a lot of the recipes. And as a matter of fact, I had a sandwich that someone, I saved it last night and I made it this morning. I'm finding more often than not that the recipes blow.
Yeah? Why?
I think I figured it out because I'm trying to follow young people.
Oh. Yeah, I'll give you, there's two people that are older that I really like for food.
Yeah.
One is, her name is Al Dente Diva.
Okay.
Like Al Dente. Al Dente Diva. Check her out. She's really good. Uh-huh. And the other one, you'd like him too, because he's like just a bro. Gork's Bros Barbecue or some shit like that.
Oh, that's right up my alley. Okay, I'll check that out.
Let me look. Gork Boys BBQ. GROARKBOYSB, the letter B and the letter Q. Hmm.
That could be my niche because that's the kind of stuff I like. My tomatoes, like I smoked this past weekend. Oh. We did ribs this weekend. I make so many things, but yeah, I try to follow some of these recipes and they just, I don't know. Sometimes they put things in that they don't mix. And then I realize, oh, they're just dumb and young. They like everything. Put honey on something and it'll make it better. Yeah, no shit. It's sugar.
Tell them Perez sent you if you start following either of
all
these
right.
two.
All right. All right. Well, follow us on Instagram and Twitter and everywhere else too.
Don't follow Booker on TikTok. He doesn't post shit on there.
I do. Yeah, see, you're not paying attention. I posted a lot lately.
You did? You're not showing up.
I'm Booker Chris. I put a couple things up just to shut you up and you didn't even notice. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I got to start liking your videos so that they show up more. That's what happens. I'm going to go in and like them all now. This is boring. This one's boring.
Yeah, 800,
7, 1, your videos are all boring as fuck.
Fuck you. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, God.
Hi, guys. It's Viola Benson and Gabriel Zamora, and we're joining today for a new episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy. We are finally back. We have signed with Podcast One. We're so excited to be part of the team. We are constantly trying to grow as people, and we're trying to educate ourselves. So it's okay if there's something we said that you didn't agree with. Let us know, and let's have a conversation.
Yes.
We want to hear your thoughts. So, yeah.
Open to learning.
Me too.
Be sure to check out Too Tired to Be Crazy with Violet Benson on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
I just downloaded it.
No tienes que esperar a que te paguen para finalmente invitar a tus papás a comer. Solo te tiene que salir una oferta de sus favoritos en el McDonald's app. Ahorra con el app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. En McDonald's participantes.